garbage.
With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. Where did the weekend go? Boy, it goes fast. I told my wife last night, this weekend is grinding to a halt rather quickly. But you know what? I'm glad to be back to work here today, ready to do battle. The market is down, however. Maybe I'm not ready to do battle. What is going on here? We're down 103 points. The market is actually better than it looks underneath the surface of the market. It looks better. It must be a couple of big Dow stocks. I haven't had time to figure that one out yet. We'll dive in deep here soon in the market. But right now we've got the Dow down 110 points. I'll bet anything oil's down. No, oil's up. Okay, what gives? We're down 0.6%. We're at 17,893. Don't forget there's another big factor in the market right now, and that is earnings reports. We'll get 187 earnings reports this week from S&P 500 companies. We did get new home sales. That might have a little bit to do with this downdraft in the market today. The S&P down almost 10 points. That's about 0.4%. The S&P 500 comes in at 2,081. Now, here's why the market's better. You know what? I just looked at a bunch of charts, and I looked at my accounts, and I said, the market doesn't look that bad today. Why is it down 110 points? Well, here's evidence. The NASDAQ is positive right now. Is it? It was. Nope, now it's down 13 points, but it was positive just a minute ago. It's at 4,892. That works out to about 0.25%. Crude oil is up a little bit, 43.83. I'm going to talk about crude at length today during the show. Gold is at 12.39. Gold's having a good day. It's up 0.8%. The euro is at 1.1257 up against the dollar, and the 10-year yield is up to 1.89% here today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where every day we try to dive in deep into the market and see what's underneath the surface. Most times, what you see on the surface, what you see in the major averages being reported, there's a lot more going on beneath the surface, and it takes somebody to dive down with the oxygen tanks and with a snorkel or whatever and with a mask, and to analyze what's going on in the market. And we've noticed several trends emerging here in 2016. We noticed the big turnaround that took place in late January, early February. That was Fed induced. You know, they did a 180, and they will be meeting again this week. That will add more volatility to the market. They will report their findings and their decision, I believe, on Thursday. And, of course, the market expects them to leave things alone. And the market also expects Miss Yellen to continue to speak like a dove, which she has been now for quite some time. The biggest factor impacting this market right now is the Fed. It's all eyes on the Fed, and not just the Fed. Let's not forget other central banks around the world. Let's not forget that Mario Draghi last week, with the European Central Bank, also doves flying out of his mouth. He says, we're keeping things the same. And while you might yawn at that, don't forget the same means we continue to fire a gigantic bazooka at the economy through monetary policy. And that's going to stay in place for now. This week, the Bank of Japan will meet. They've gone negative. They've gone to negative interest rates, and Europe seems poised to do so also, which makes it very difficult for the U.S., for the Fed here in the U.S., Miss Yellen, to even think about raising interest rates anytime soon. And that's going to continue, in my opinion, to be the biggest factor to watch going forward. What comes out of the Fed in the market in 2016. The second biggest factor will be earnings. Earnings, well, let's say economic reports, the U.S. economy. We did get a report out today, U.S. home sales, new home sales, 511,000. Now, I don't know about your neighborhood, but I've noticed in my neighborhood, the for sale signs are staying up a little bit longer. They seem to be a little bit more stubborn. I don't know if the banks have tightened up with their lending. I don't know if the demand has decreased a little bit. I don't know if the economy has decreased a little bit, taking that fervor out of the home buyers wanting to move up and find that dream home. I don't know what it is. But I've noticed a little bit of a chill, at least in my neighborhood, in the red-hot Southern California neighborhood, in a red-hot San Diego market. I think the low end of homes, you know, in the inner city and whatnot, are still selling very, very quickly. But I think maybe as you go up the ladder a little bit, things have at least become a little bit more stubborn here in our neck of the woods. And that pretty much is verified by what we hear from the new home sales reports today, just 511,000 during the month of February. Well, I helped my son. I didn't help him. I'm too old to help move people these days. But I went up and visited my son. He bought a brand new home and a brand new housing tract. So he was one of the 511,000 buying a new home over the last several weeks here. Okay, new home sales. The third most important factor to watch are earnings. There's 500 companies that make up the S&P 500. Duh. Somebody asked me one time, how many companies are in the S&P 500? Well, we have 187 of them will report earnings this week. That's almost 40% of the companies. This will be a massive week in earnings reports. You know, I thought last week kind of ended on a sour note. We had disappointments from Google. We had disappointment from IBM, which didn't surprise anybody. We had disappointment, just slight ones, not big ones, from Visa and a couple other really big high-profile companies. But this week we'll get a much, much bigger sampling. When we get to the end of the show today, in the final quarter of the show, I'll give my latest numbers for those S&P 500 earnings that are expected to come in this year. Why is that important? Because those earnings determine where the market is headed. Those earnings have a lot to do with the market. It's been because of the reason that earnings have been growing since 2009 that the market's been going up. So obviously we want to keep our eye on earnings. Earnings have leveled off over the last 2 years because of the big plunge in oil prices. But guess what? Oil prices are starting to come back right now. And in this, when we come back in the second quarter of the show, I'm going to talk and make a case for the oil stocks right now. A case for or a case against? You'll find out here in a bit. Saudi Arabia is going to diversify. Hey, diversification. We're taught that from the time we're probably in kindergarten. Not good to have all your eggs in one basket, you know, as we gather our Easter eggs. Saudi Arabia, 80% of their income comes from oil. Saudi Arabia is going to diversify. They're going to create the biggest sovereign investment fund in the world. $2 trillion to invest. Hey, I'd like to have that account. I'll tell them where to invest. They should own some biotech stocks. They should own some healthcare stocks. They should own some technology stocks. There's a lot of good opportunities right now. And I wouldn't look past those dividend payers, Saudi Arabia. That's also a good place to be investing right now. So if they need any advice, they know where to find me. We have also today, we have the yen continuing to strengthen. You know, this wasn't supposed to happen. Japan went negative, and their dollar or their yen, their currency, continues to go higher. This is exactly the opposite of what was supposed to happen, and that's hurting their economy, and it's also making gold prices go higher because it's making our U.S. dollar go lower. Cruz and Kasich are going to team up with each other to stop Trump. There's another factor that we have to watch on our 401ks and on our IRAs. We have a presidential election in November. And if you haven't noticed, it's fairly hotly contested. And now we've got Cruz and Gates teaming up to try to stop Trump from getting that magic number and headed more than likely for a contested convention in June. We'll see. Hey, do you have a financial plan? You know, I've got a full-time planner here on staff ready to help you out, come up with the plan so that you don't worry about outliving your money. Maybe it's too late. I mean, maybe you haven't been saving. Then we have to do the best with what you've got. But why not start a little bit earlier and get a plan in place so you're not in a pickle someday? Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about light sweet crude and other things. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I continue to say that there are opportunities in the market. They're down a little bit underneath the surface. You know, I think if you're an index investor, and I think if you're looking at returns from the indexes this year, I think you'll be sorely disappointed. And you'll see why when we get to the current valuation of the market in the final segment of the show. But I think there are sectors of the market that have all of a sudden ignited, creating some of the best trends that I've seen in a long, long time. I got to go back to 2013 when we had the trend in the healthcare stocks, the drug stocks, and the biotech stocks. Well, that trend right now is not in the healthcare stocks, the biotech stocks, the drug stocks, although they're starting to pick up the pace a little bit and join in the party. There's other areas of the market that are benefiting and creating opportunities because of the unique set of circumstances that we have in the market right now. What is that unique set of circumstances that we're seeing here in 2016? That's a little bit out of the ordinary. We're seeing slow growth. We're seeing about 1.5% to 2% growth here in the U.S. But at the same time, the economic numbers remain just good enough to indicate that we're not headed into a recession. That means that stock investors still have some clear sailing. We're not headed into a recession. But that does not mean that the whole entire market is a buy right now. There are areas of the market that look better than the rest. The market has a little bit of a valuation problem right now because earnings have slowed down. We've had 2 years of flat earnings. That's the bad news. The market has also been flat. And in fact, underneath the surface of the market, it's really been worse than that flat level that we've seen in the indexes. But this year is a better year because there are areas within the index that are actually providing opportunities. We've had very few opportunities over the last couple of years, but this year we have some. Slow growth is one big factor. Another factor, obviously, which I talk about on a daily basis, is the Fed. The Fed has unexpectedly decided to keep basically a ZIRP policy, zero interest rate policy. And we're not alone. The rest of the world is throwing everything they have. Look at China. China's debt has now grown to a record $25 trillion. But the speed at which it has happened is what has got most people worried about with China. The spigot remains open in China. That comes from the People's Bank of China, the PBOC. That's their central bank. The spigots remain open to boost slowing growth. The size of their debt has increased rapidly since 2007. In fact, as we look around the world, debt seems to be a big, big problem that continues to grow and grow and grow. It's not good. It doesn't end well. It's unsustainable. But in the meantime, the easy monetary policy around the world is creating opportunity. Number three, we have a very unique circumstance amongst the U.S. here with our currency. The currency has been going up. The U.S. dollar has, and that's been creating issues for multinationals and people that do a lot of business overseas, which a lot of the S&P 500 companies do. And now we have the opposite happening. The dollar is going down. That's creating opportunity. And lastly, we have rebounding prices and rebounding stocks in natural resources, which have been absolutely clobbered. I mean absolutely clobbered over the last several years. I have avoided natural resources like the plague. Well, a few weeks ago, Actually, I don't know how long ago I said, look, gold, which I've been bearish on for a long, long time, I'm now buying gold stocks. Maybe that was 6, 7, 8 weeks ago. The gold stocks have made a pretty good rally, and I still think there's a long ways to go here in the gold rally. It all depends on the Fed and the dollar, but right now the Fed and the dollar are going in the right direction to continue to benefit gold. I talked about silver. Silver went up so fast, like driving through a little town. If you blinked your eyes, you missed it. I bought a silver ETF in my best funds now. Silver's pretty thinly traded. Silver stocks are very thinly traded. It's pretty hard to add silver to your portfolio. But I did it in some of my smaller portfolios through an ETF that invests in junior silver miners. That thing went up 50% in about 4 weeks, and I took my profits there. I still think there's opportunity, however, in silver, but it needs to cool off just a little bit. This week, I'm going to talk about, and in my newsletter over the weekend, I talked about oil. The energy rebound continues, and it's widely thought now that the inventory, the excess inventories around the world are finally being worked off. Most of that supply that was coming onto the market has been cut by us. We're the ones that have taken the brunt of it. Saudi Arabia has not decreased their production. Iran is ramping up their production. Russia is not decreasing their production, but our poor frackers here in America, the strategy seemed to have worked. Saudi Arabia said, you know, we don't want America taking market share away from our place in the world. We've dominated, we've controlled. OPEC has controlled the world markets in oil for many, many years, decades. And all of a sudden, this little startup company, country, with their fracking was all of a sudden bringing oil onto the market like crazy, driving prices down. And America has cut back on its production big time. And now we're starting to work off those excess oil levels, those inventory levels. Oil was up 8.3% last week, and it's up 18% since the beginning of the year. You can look at a chart of oil. There's charts on the, I look at WTIC, light sweet crude, and you can see the rebound, the meaningful rebound this time in oil. Oil bottomed out at $26.05 per barrel back in late January. And the blood was running through the streets of Fargo, North Dakota, and Houston, Texas. And you know the old saying, when the blood is running in the streets, it's time to step up to the plate and start buying. We've seen some dramatic stories in the oil patch. The former CEO of Chesapeake Energy, Aubrey McClendon, is now dead from a gruesome suicide. Bankruptcy courts in oil states are filling up with local oil producers that went out too far on a limb. And yet the oil stocks are moving higher. When we come back, I'll name some names. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, the big things, the big factors in the market right now, things like Fed policy, central banks around the world. The wind is at our back right now, believe it or not. We'll see how that's helping companies, individual companies. The micro picture of the market, we'll have 187 companies report earnings this week. S&P 500 companies it is, plus a whole slew more that aren't part of the S&P 500. Keep our eyes on the Fed this week. We'll keep our eyes on earnings this week. We'll keep our eyes on China this week. We'll keep our eyes on Europe. We'll keep our eyes on Kasich, Trump, Clinton, Sanders, all of this, Obama, all of this. Very, very important stuff. economic reports coming in. In the meanwhile, we have a little bit of clear sailing in the market in certain areas of the market, and I'm making a case right now for one of those areas. We've seen oil rebound from $26.05 per barrel all the way back to $43.28 is where it's at right now. And even though things still look awfully poor in the oil sector, banks are worried about exposure that they have to oil companies that went out on a limb and the banks might have loaned a little money to them. We have oil rigs sitting idle all over the world. We have many oil companies strapped for cash. Schlumberger last week called it a full-scale cash crisis, yet Schlumberger stock is breaking out right now. Boy, does it got a head of steam. Things aren't going well in Saudi Arabia, are they? Saudi Arabia has to borrow money for the first time in 25 years. Hey, buddy, can you loan me a $10 billion? Saudi Arabia is now running a budget deficit. Yet the Gulf States Index, that's an ETF that covers these countries down there in the Gulf States that are oil dependent, is making a torrid move right now. The drop in oil prices have caused the S&P 500 earnings to come to a screeching halt for the last couple of years. We've grown earnings here in the U.S. from $59 per share all the way up to $118 per share. That's been a big factor driving the bull higher and higher. We're in the third longest bull now in history, but we've leveled off at this 118, 119, 120 area, which is about what we're expecting this year. That's caused a leveling off in the market, and it's mostly been caused by a drop in oil prices. Now oil prices are rebounding. The energy sector, you can look at an exchange-traded fund. There's numerous exchange-traded funds that track the energy sector. It's breaking out right now. It's giving technical buy signals like crazy. This started several weeks ago. We have a little bit of a valuation problem in the market right now, in the index right now, in the overall market, but that doesn't mean every sector in the market is fully valued right now. We have to look at some of the beaten down sectors in the market right now. And many of those beaten down sectors are coming from the natural resource. I was looking at Fidelity's Natural Resource Mutual Fund over the weekend. It's made a nice recovery. It was just getting bludgeoned, for the last several years. And things are starting to come back. Now, while we're looking for continued leveling off in earnings this year, 2016, we're expecting by the second half of this year, which, believe it or not, begins in less than just over two months. We're halfway through the year. We're expecting earnings to start growing again. And I've seen some early estimates for next year, which we'll talk about in the last segment of the show. Earnings are expected to start growing again once again in the U.S. And a lot of that's coming from a rebound in the natural resource sector. I was really worried about this market in January. It looked like there was no end to the drop in oil prices. We were at $26 per barrel. On top of that, the Fed was on a course to raise interest rates four times this year. Those are not good factors. That scared the daylights out of investors in the market. And we had the worst January that we've had in history. And I took some extraordinary measures, which I do from time to time, just in case. I'm an active investor, and I put some hedges in place, some inverse funds in place. And as quickly as I put them in place and let them sit for a while, the Fed turned around. I think the Fed saw what we saw. This is not good for the market right now. This is not a time to be talking hawkish talk about raising interest rates when oil is hitting new lows and earnings amongst the S&P 500 companies are collapsing, not a good deal. So they turned around. They saw the direction they were headed and what it was doing to the markets. And they joined in with the rest of the world saying, you know what? We need to soften our tone here. So right now, we're looking at a rebound in the market. But the rebound is stronger in some areas of the market than others. And I'm making a case right now. I've made a case for gold earlier in the year, made a case for silver earlier in the year. I've been making a case for oil, but now I'm telling you why. My ranking system, the Best Stocks Now ranking system, had the oil sector ranked at number 3,379 9 months ago. Today, it's all the way up to 582. Now, this is against all the other stocks, mutual funds, ETFs out there. That's a big move to the upside, and it started catching my eye, oh, maybe 6-7 weeks ago. I started seeing these oil stocks moving up in rank. That's why the Best Stocks Now app is so invaluable for what I do. And I started putting away some oil stocks into my portfolios. I've avoided those said oil stocks since 2014 when I sold them. Pacific Phillips 66, PSX, I started putting away. It never really did sell off. It hung in there. It's one of the strongest oil stocks, obviously, because it held in there even during the downtrend in oil. And several weeks later, after I started buying it, I read that Warren Buffett was buying it ravenously. He had a big appetite for PSX. I saw Chevron with a dividend yield north of 4%. Look at the massive turnaround in Chevron when it bottomed out here recently at $68 per share. Now Chevron's $101 per share. It broke 100 for the first time in quite some time, since 2012. I've also added some small oil and gas exploration companies. I've already mentioned RSP Permian Inc. It's a smaller cap, got more volatility than the rest, more risk. It's ranked number 15 out of 4,119 different stocks. That's all we hear about is the rig sitting idle, the capital expenditures drying up. And yet Halliburton is reversing course like crazy. Helmerich & Payne, HP, doesn't look so bad either. And how long, you say, can it continue? Well, you know what? We take it a day at a time. We take it a week at a time. We take it a stock at a time. We take it a sector at a time. If you would have told me 6 months ago, Bill, the oil stocks and the oil sector would be one of the leading sectors in the market today, you know, well, I said, that's possible, but it's one of the worst places to invest still. But markets are cyclical. Markets have patterns over the years and cycles. The dollar has patterns and cycles. The economy has patterns and cycles. Precious metals has patterns and cycles. Inflation has patterns and cycles, and it's best to be in the right side of those cycles. You can stubbornly stand in there for the last 5 years and say gold is going higher while it went lower during a very poor cycle for gold. Well, now the cycle is right for a lot of these areas where the cycle has been so wrong for so many years. I don't know. I'm just convinced I like active investing better than passive investing. Yeah, sometimes you get behind the curve a little bit. Sometimes there's false alarms in the market that don't pan out. But sometimes opportunities come along and those cycles begin. And that's when it's time to try to ride those cycles and make some hay while the sun is shining. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
We'll be right back. And welcome back here. Boy, that one hurts my brain. We can get rid of that one whenever that is. I don't know what that is. Anyways, let's take a look here in this final quarter. I've been talking a little bit about the oil stocks here today. You know what, though? I'm telling you, just because an area of the market, just because an aisle of the supermarket looks to be a little bit more favorable, it's the bargain aisle, one of the bargain aisles in the market right now. Not every single item in the aisle is good. There's leaders and there's laggards. That's one of the features of the app that I built in. You can click on the energy sector and look at the rankings of individual stocks within the energy sector to find those that have that combination that I like so much of value and performance. Value and performance. Those two coming together. So anyways, that's one of the areas of the market. We've talked about several others that are favorable. If we look at the overall market right now, we see a market that's just barely positive for the year. In fact, the NASDAQ right now is down about 3% for the year. So we have to dive in underneath the surface and look for areas of the market that are more favorable than the rest. And we see some things. We see Canada's up 16.5% this year. It's heavily oil dependent. We see Russia up 18.9% so far this year. It's heavily oil dependent. We see the price of oil, which began the year at $37 per barrel, it's up 18%. From the low, it's up way more than that. And we see gold up 16.3% so far this year. These are some of the areas underneath the market. And, of course, the emerging markets, which a lot of them are heavily dependent upon natural resources. The emerging markets right now are up 7% so far this year. And, of course, some of the emerging markets are doing better than the rest. And we'll continue to watch earnings pile in this week. We saw a lot of earnings last week. We saw some big, well-known, high-profile type of companies disappoint. We saw Netflix disappoint last week. We saw IBM disappoint. We saw Microsoft really disappoint. In my opinion, these are stocks of yesteryear. Not so much Netflix. I don't own Netflix. But I think there's a lot of competition coming into the game for Netflix. But IBM and Microsoft are definitely stocks of yesteryear. We saw Google disappoint last week with their slowing ad sales. I still like Google, however. I think that's just a blip for them. We saw Starbucks disappoint last week. Well, Starbucks has got a little bit of a valuation problem here. It's pretty expensive right now. And then we saw some surprises to the upside. We saw Johnson & Johnson actually beat their expectations and the stock broke out. We saw Hasbro. I know my little granddaughter, one of my granddaughters back in South Carolina, she loves wearing that Frozen stuff. All of those dresses and Frozen toys and whatnot. And Hasbro's got a nice little deal with Disney there. That stock broke out. Surprising to the upside, United Healthcare surprised to the upside. That's a stock that I own. The healthcare stocks are starting to really come on strong here. And, of course, as I said, another 187 companies in the S&P 500 will report this week, which leads me to the final part of the show. Every week I go through my current valuation on the market, my current earnings estimates, and what I think those earnings are worth and what I think the S&P 500 is worth right now and what my overall allocation looks like right now. Well, you know that I've been putting a lot of cash to work over the last 6-8 weeks, whatever it's been. I now have a 78% position in stocks. I maintain a little hedge. Hey, the market's down 129 today. My hedge is up. I have a very small hedge, less than 2%, 1.7%. And I have 20% in cash right now, looking for more buys. The app is giving a weak buy signal on the Dow, a weak buy signal on the NASDAQ, and on the S&P 500, it's giving a hold signal.
It was flickering on and off cell signals for a few days back in January for the first time in 7 years. And as we look at the valuation of the market right now, I still see $120 for earnings this year for the S&P 500. That's 2016. We're one-fourth of the way, more than one-fourth of the way through the year. We're one-third of the way through the year. We're starting to look ahead to 2017. Those $120 in earnings give the S&P a value of about 2040 right now. We're ahead of that. But looking into next year now, if oil can continue to rebound, right now, the consensus estimates for next year are about $135. And, of course, they'll be fine-tuned here soon when all the companies are done reporting. Those $135 in earnings could make the S&P worth $2,300 over the next 16, 18 months or so. So there's no reason to be bearish on the market right now unless you're guessing. We have the Fed at our backs. We have the economy, apparently no signs of recession yet. And we have earnings, which have leveled off now for 2 years, almost 3 years, expected to start growing again in the second half of this year. You know, I've been bullish on the market since March of 2009. I've been very cautious a couple times along the way. I went into my most cautious stance during this whole seven-year run back in January. But guess what happened on the way to that bear market? The Fed did an about-face. The market did an about-face. The dollar did an about-face. Natural resources did an about-face. The emerging markets did an about-face. If you'd like to talk to us about active money management, I fear that passive investors are going to go right over the falls when the next bear market hits. This is now the third longest bull market in history. I don't know when it's going to end, but right now we have pretty favorable circumstances, not in the entire market, in areas of the market. And within those areas, you still have to be careful and you have to be very selective. If you'd like to talk to us about a financial plan, about money management, about our weekly newsletter, GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.